Hello and good morning. Welcome back to Impacting Your World. I'm Apostle Debbie Viggs. Let's get started with Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 through 14, as we pray over ourselves this morning. Heavenly Father, we come to you to thank you this morning and to give you praise. We give you all the glory and all the honor. We thank you for the privilege of sitting at your feet this morning to receive your word. We are grateful for all that you do for us, Lord, for all that you have done and for all that you are yet to do. And we're grateful for that, Lord. We thank you for sending us your son, Jesus Christ. Jesus, we thank you for the victory that you wrought on the cross for us. We thank you for your precious blood that heals, delivers, and cleanses and washes us from all unrighteousness. We are so thankful to you, Jesus, as we plead your blood over ourselves and our families and everything that you've blessed us with in this life and everyone whom you've blessed us with in this life. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for sending us the Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God. We welcome you into our homes, welcome you into our lives, welcome you on this program right now. We ask you to have your way in us this day. We thank you, Spirit of the living God, that you will pray alongside us even as we pray and when we don't know what to pray for. And so we say thank you for being there for us. And this morning, as we pray these Colossians prayers, we ask that you'll pray alongside us. From the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray and to make a special request, asking that we may be filled with a full, deeper, and clear knowledge of God's will and all spiritual wisdom and comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of you, Lord God, and an understanding and discernment of spiritual things. I pray that we may walk and live and conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of you, Lord, fully pleasing to you and desiring to please you in all things, bearing fruit in every good work and steadily growing and increasing in and by the knowledge of you, Lord God, with fuller, deeper, and clearer insight, acquaintance, and recognition. I pray that we may be invigorated and strengthened with all power according to the might of your glory to exercise every kind of endurance and patience, perseverance, and forbearance with joy. I give thanks to you, Father, because you've qualified and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints, God's holy people in the light. And we thank you, Father, that you've delivered and drawn us to yourself out of the control and the dominion of darkness, and you've transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of your love, in whom we have our redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of our sins. For all this, we are grateful and we give thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Well, this morning, I want to continue speaking on what we started with yesterday, and we began speaking or looking at Matthew 13, verse 11, which says, to you it has been given to know the secrets and the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. And so what does Jesus mean when he says to you it has been given to know? He's saying that he's given us the knowledge, you know, to know the secrets and the mysteries, or to know how to operate the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. In fact, he told us that he has given us the keys, you know, the keys that will unlock or will lock whatever needs to be locked here on earth. In Matthew 16:19, he says, and I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And so he has given us the keys of the kingdom of heaven, but he's also given us the knowledge of how to unlock the secrets and the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And so we started looking at that, saying that, you know, we need knowledge. That's why God says that, you know, my people are destroyed because they lack knowledge. So we need the key of knowledge to be able to unlock the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Now, we talked about information, why it's so important that not every key can open every door. And many Christians have succeeded in taking delivery of only one key, and they want to use that one key to open 100 other doors with that single key. You know, but you can't do that because Jesus has said that I've given you the keys. Amen. So it takes information to be free from the struggles and hardships of life. If you are informed, you will be formed by the word of God. And if you are well informed, you will be well formed. Amen. So the amount of information that you have on any issue in life will determine your accomplishment in it. And that's why we looked at Deuteronomy 28, verse 11, which says, it shall come to pass if you shall hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations on the earth. So basically what this scripture means is that, you know, you need to get information. If you will crave after information from the Lord and let it bring enough inspiration to cause aspiration, you'll come out on top. You know, you can't enjoy, you know, prosperity, total life prosperity, more than how informed you are about it. So information is the baseline for our tomorrow. Whatever will become tomorrow will be determined by how well informed we are today. Once you have that information, you'll find that, you know, you'll be able to deal with every opposition that comes against you because you know better. You know, I stopped off yesterday by talking about how, you know, Jesus knew, he always had, you know, the disciples called him master. And the reason why they called him master was because, you know, he always knew what to do in every situation. He was in control of everything, including the winds and the waves of the sea. And so in Isaiah chapter 11, I want us to pick up from there today. Isaiah 11 and verse 9, the Bible says, "They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the seas." So when you are filled with the knowledge of the word of God, you cannot be hurt, resisted or molested by the devil. With knowledge, you can have things the way that you want them at all times, as long as they're covered in the word of God. You know, that's why it says the earth shall be filled, shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord. Amen. So when you're full of the knowledge of the word of God, you always know what to do. Amen. In 2 Peter, let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter and chapter 1, we find in verse 4, the Bible says, "By means of these, he has bestowed on us his precious and exceedingly great promises, so that through them you may escape by flight from the moral decay, rottenness, and corruption that is in the world because of covetousness, lust, and greed, and become sharers, partakers of the divine nature." Amen. That means that, you know, as you take in, you know, these precious promises, as you study the word of God, as you're taking these precious promises in the word of God, the divine nature of God is mysteriously infused into you, so that whatever or wherever you appear, it is as if God himself has appeared in that situation. So basically, the deeper you launch into the word, the higher your control over the affairs of life. And so let's go to Psalm 119, please. Psalm 119. In Psalm 119, we find the psalmist in verse 130, he says, "The entrance and unfolding of your words give light. Their unfolding gives understanding, discernment, and comprehension to the simple." You see, God has no way of ending any of your troubles or hardships other than through his word. You can't be in command until the word is at hand. When the word of God gains entrance into your life, it results in putting you in command and in charge of the affairs of life. That's why it says that the entrance of your word, the entrance and unfolding of your words give light. Their unfolding gives understanding, discernment, and comprehension to the simple. You see, many people have ideas that are inadequate to handle the challenges that they are confronted with. But when knowledge and information, when you have that knowledge and information in a certain area, and it becomes it becomes adequate for that situation that you're dealing with, well, every door in that particular area will open on its own accord. No matter how many, you know, demonic forces seem to be challenging you, light is enough to deal with them, because the entrance of God's word gives light and understanding to our simple minds. And so basically, knowledge will open any door to which it is directed. And so in any given situation, we need knowledge. You can't live on yesterday's knowledge or last week's knowledge. It's like you saying that your car, because you filled it up with gas last month, and that's the gas that you continue to drive on even today. Well, that's not true, because your car needs to be filled up sometimes weekly, sometimes, you know, for those who don't do too much driving, whenever, you know, you take long trips, you have to stop and fill up your gas tank. Well, it's the same thing with the Word of God. You can't say, well, you know, last year, this is what I did, and I read the Bible last year, and now I'm going to deal with that situation. No, every time you're confronted with a situation, you need knowledge about how to get out, or about how to unlock that door that is being shut against you, or, you know, how to come against the opposition that is coming against you. Well, you need to get into the Word of God. You know, unfortunately, most times we just think that our prayers are enough to handle a situation. And sometimes that's why we can pray and pray and pray and find that that situation is not budging. It's not moving. Nothing is changing in the natural. Now, you can wait, you know, sometimes, you know, and just pray what you know to pray, what you were taught last year, or what you were taught 10 years ago, whatever you used the last time that you had a situation similar to this. Well, basically, what's missing, you know, in your current situation is the knowledge. That's why it's important to first get into the Word and find out from God, inquire from the Lord, how do I deal with this? Holy Spirit, show me, what do I do? How do I pray about this situation? You know, most times we pray based on what we are seeing rather than praying based on what we want seen, you know, what we want the outcome to be. So we pray from a level of, I have a situation now, and this is what I'm dealing with now, and I want to get out of this situation right now. So Lord, give me an answer now, or do something now, rather than, you know, call those things that be not, rather than take the example of God. When God, in the book of Genesis, we're told that when the Lord saw the earth, it was deformed. It was chaos. You know, it was void. Nothing. It was an empty, you know, it was rather empty. There was nothing really going on. It says the earth was without form, an empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. The Holy Spirit was present. He was just moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. He was present. But the earth was chaos. It was, you know, the empty waste and without form. And so God didn't sit there and discuss with the Holy Spirit and Jesus, you know what, look at how, you know, bad this world is. You know, it's without form. It's so deformed. Look at how it is. There's all so much darkness. Let's pray about this darkness, and let's pray about, you know, how deformed it is. No, they, you know, God saw what was going on. He was faced with a situation, and he chose to speak what he wanted the outcome to be, which was, let there be light. And there was light, you know. And so he didn't spend so much time dealing with the situation at hand in terms of how it looked like in the natural and discussing what it looked like in the natural. He just started praying from that angle of, you know, this is what we want the outcome to be. And so in every situation that you're faced with, yeah, you know, you're faced with, you know, maybe a negative report about your health. Well, that's what you know. And thank God you know what is, you know, happening in your body. But you don't need to sit there and start discussing how that thing is, you know, bothering you and all that. No, start speaking healing. What has the Word of God said? Jesus bore your sins and your sicknesses, and, you know, he took away all your infirmities, and therefore by his stripes you were healed. And so you start speaking healing to your body instead of discussing, you know, or trying to pray, oh Lord, you know what the doctors have said, please take away this cancer. No, Lord, I thank you that there's no cancer in my body. I declare that I am the healed and not the sick, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. You know, whatever they've given, whatever report they've given you, you counter it by speaking the Word of God. Now, you can go into the Word and you know, study the scriptures on healing, pick up those healing scriptures and begin to speak them over yourself every single day, you know, make confessions out of them. You can just even, you know, confess them exactly as they are in the Word of God and just personalize it and make that your truth. And you'll begin to see the situation turning around and changing. But remember, it has to be done in faith, you know, because without faith, we cannot please God. And he who doesn't offer up that prayer in faith cannot expect to receive anything from God because, you know, you're double-minded. So again, this is all getting down to the place of having knowledge. We need to have knowledge. Amen. And so let's go to Revelation chapter 3, please. In Revelation chapter 3, Jesus here speaking in verse 7, and he says, "And to the angel, the messenger of the assembly church in Philadelphia, write, these are the words of the Holy One, the true one, he who has the key of David, who opened, then no one shall shut, who shuts, and no one shall open." Well, Jesus is the one that has the key that is mentioned in this verse, the key of David. And who is Jesus? Well, he is the Word of God. And the Word of God delivers to you and I the key of David. And when he opens, no man shuts. And when he shuts, no man can open. Well, the devil doesn't have the final say about the doors of your life. You know, we must all come to the Word of Life to take delivery of our keys. You know, the Bible is a book of keys, and the covenant keys it contains are what we refer to as revelation knowledge or divine insights and illumination. And so there's doors that each and every one of us will be challenged with in this life, you know, or will be presented with in this life. There's doors of prosperity or doors of lack. There's doors of healing or doors of sickness and disease. There's doors of, flourishing, and there's doors of, you know, those that want to lock you in and keep you in prison and debt. And all we have to, there's several doors that are open to us on a daily basis or presented to us on a daily basis. You know, you have to choose, you know, David, Jesus says he's the one who hands us the key of David, the keys that open and no man can shut, and ones that he hands us the key that shuts and no man can open. Well, what key are you going to use? Are you going to open the doors of prosperity, or are you going to assist the devil in opening the negative doors that need to be shut? Because most times that's what we do when we are stressed and have anxiety and we worry. Well, we're assisting the devil in his mission against us. And so when you have the knowledge of the Word of God, you know that when you are attacked in any area of life, it's a temporary thing and it's subject to change. As long as you have the knowledge of that thing, you have adequate information, you can't be moved by what the devil throws your way. Amen. The devil does not have the final say about the doors of your life. You know, you and I have the final say. You know, when Jesus has given us the keys, not only has he given us the keys, but he's given us the knowledge to know the secrets. He says to you, it has been given to know. And what's that given? The knowledge to know how to operate the secrets and the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And so when we gain revelation, knowledge, when we gain divine insights and illumination, there's no door that can remain shut that needs to open. And there's no door that can, you know, that is, can remain open that needs to be shut. And so you need to ask the Lord to help you locate from his word the appropriate keys that deal with the issues of life that you are dealing with. You know, the struggles we encounter are because we don't have the appropriate keys. You know, how much prayer do you need to pray, you know, for instance, to go and get into your car when you have your car keys in your hands? You don't need to pray, you know, oh, Father, give me the keys. Help me, Lord, to drive. No, because you already have the keys in your hand. You probably won't even pray about getting into your car. You'll just walk out of your house and get into your car because you know that the keys that you have will open that door of your car. Amen. And so in like manner, every door can be opened. All that is needed is the use of the appropriate covenant key that God has given us from his word. The use of the right key in your home will drive away every tension that is in the home right now. If there's trouble in your marriage, well, the use of the right keys from the Word of God concerning your marriage will drive away every division and strife that is taking place in the home. You know, one insight from the Word of God. You don't need, you know, to have, you know, 10 different scriptures. You just need one word from God to turn around that situation. So you need to get informed. If you're not in the Word, you can't get informed. You see, life is designed for us to be, you know, to live, you know, in abundance, to be, you know, fulfilled. And it's designed for us to be, you know, to live in exciting times. And so Jesus said, I came that they might have life in abundance to the full till it overflows. You know, that having life in abundance is not just talking about, you know, financial prosperity. He's talking about, you know, abundance in everything. You know, he wants us to have joy, you know, be, you know, happy in our marriages, happy in relationships, happy, you know, to have abundance in business, in your careers, to be, you know, to live a full life. That's what Jesus came. He says, I want them to have life, you know, in abundance, not, you know, the lives that, you know, the mediocre type of life. No, he wants us to have abundant life, you know, to the full, so that we can enjoy life to the full till our lives overflow. Amen. So it's important that you sit down, pick up your Bible, you know, begin to study the Word of God. And yes, you can read other books as well that will, you know, that relevant books that will help you and give you the information that you need. Don't just read books for pleasure. Read them for information, you know, and use that information. Don't just, oh, I just read this, this is good. No, use the information that you get. You know, for the Word to gain access into you, you must first pay attention to it. If you don't pay attention to the Word of God, you may never take delivery of the keys that operate the issues that you are dealing with in your life right now. You know, every time, you know, we triumph in life, it's not necessarily a matter of, you know, because I prayed. And, you know, prayer works, don't get me wrong. But usually it's because you had light in that situation and then you prayed. You know, you had a revelation and then you prayed based on the revelation that you got. And now you have the answer because you used the right key. When you pray without revelation, you know, it's like you walking, trying to open trying to use your key to open a door in darkness. And you don't have light to show you where that keyhole is. And so you're trying to, you're groping in darkness, trying to see where's the door. And then even though you find the door, now you're trying to figure out where's the keyhole, and you're trying to fit in. If you've ever tried to do that in darkness, sometimes it takes you forever to try to get that key in the door, you know, the keyhole to open that door. Well, that's what happens many times when we are dealing with a situation and we don't want to get into the Word of God to find what God is saying about that situation, because not every situation is the same, and God is not going to always give you the same, you know, the same strategy for a similar situation. He may give you two or three different strategies from the Word of God to use for a situation that seems like it's a similar one from the previous time. It can be the same exact thing, just like we saw with David. The same exact enemy armies came against him two or three times, and he had to inquire of the Lord each time the strategy. Should I go out against them? What do I do? And God would tell him, yeah, go out. You will win. And this is how you go out against them. Another time again, he inquired of the Lord. The same enemy armies came. It wasn't different enemy armies. It was the same enemy armies that were coming against him. Though he defeated them, more rose up and they came out to fight him. And so we find that it's the same thing with us. You know, we might have the same situation arise in our lives from time to time, but you can't say, well, you know, 2 years ago when this happened, this is how I prayed, and so I'm going to use that exact same prayer. And, you know, you find that it's not changing. No, you need to get into the Word. Or you hear, well, you know, so-and-so went through something similar, and this is how they prayed, and I'm going to use the prayer they prayed. Well, you can't live on somebody else's revelation. You need your own revelation. So you need to get into the Word of God, and you need to find out from God. Don't be quick to just jump into prayer. That's why Apostle Paul says, don't be anxious about everything, anything. Don't fear or have anxiety about anything. But in everything, by prayer and petition, make your requests known unto God. So first of all, you know, you don't want to be just jump into prayer. Oh, my God, this is happening. Let's pray, let's pray. No, get into the Word of God. Inquire of the Lord. You know, don't fear. First, go into the Word. Lord, what are you saying about this situation? What does the Word say? How do I, you know, deal with this situation? Talk to God, and He will direct you. Holy Spirit is right there to help you. Holy Spirit, what do I do? Where do I go? He'll direct you to the Word. You'll be, as you'll be studying that Word and looking for the answer, He'll tell you exactly what it is. Then once you gain revelation of what you need to do in that situation, He gives you the strategy, and you pray. You know, as you pray, you're praying based on the strategy that you've been given from the Word of God, rather than, you know, praying based on what you think will work out. And so when you do it from that perspective, when you're praying based on the strategy God has given you, you'll find that that situation will turn around. You know, I mean, I've had the situations in my life where sometimes it just didn't make sense. And I was like, Lord, what do I do? And I get into the Word. I don't just jump into prayer or call anybody. Oh, pray for me, pray for me. You know, I back in the day, way before, I mean, I'm talking about way before I got into ministry and all that, I used to be one of those, you know, prayer projects where I would always need somebody to pray with me. Oh, my God, let me call this one to pray with me for this. Let me call that one. But then I learned later on that, you know what, yeah, people, I can, you know, there's nothing wrong with me asking somebody to get in agreement with me, but people have their own issues. So they may pray with you at that moment, but that doesn't mean they'll spend the rest of the day thinking about you. They're dealing with their own issues. They might pray with you then, or they might say, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll pray for you. A lot of times when people say, I'll pray for you, they don't necessarily mean they'll pray for you. They're just saying it to make you feel good, but they might not pray for you because they're dealing with their own stuff. And so it's always good to make sure that you can pray by yourself and get answers, and don't always depend on other people to pray with you. Now, yeah, if you have a spouse, you can get an agreement. That's why, you know, the Bible says, can two walk together except they be in agreement? You should be in agreement about stuff all the time, you know, with a spouse. You know, if you have a prayer partner, you can get in agreement with that prayer partner about stuff. But there are certain things that, you know, you might have to just deal with it yourself. So you get into the Word, you find out what it is that God wants you to do or pray. And sometimes He might not ask you to pray. Sometimes He'll tell you to do something. I remember one time, you know, I needed to bring this is like early in the days of my, you know, stepping out into full-time ministry. I needed to purchase an airline ticket to bring a speaker out of the country. And at that particular moment, I didn't have the money and I was panicking. And I was like, what do I do? And the Lord literally sent me to the Psalms, you know, and He had me and He said, just pray, you know, pray aloud, walk around in your room praying Psalm 47 and then 46. And then when you get to Psalm 47, the first verse says, clap your hands, and start clapping your hands as you read that Psalm. It seemed like it didn't make sense. And I started doing exactly what God told me to do at that point. I didn't pray. I didn't do all that. When I finished, He told me which, airline agency to call. And I got the ticket. Now, I didn't have money in my bank account, but the favor of God went before me, and they gave me favor, and I was able to purchase the ticket and pay them after the conference. But that doesn't generally happen just to, you know, you can't call any agency and say, oh, I need a ticket to bring somebody from out of the country. No, you know, but it was because of the favor of God. But you see, what I did is I didn't just assume that, let me just pray, oh Lord, we need money, oh Lord, this and that. No, I needed the resources at that time, but I didn't have the resources. And I said, Lord, you asked me to do this, so what do I do? And He said, do this. And I did exactly what He told me. I never prayed a prayer. All I did was, you know, confess Psalm that He told me and clap my hands as He told me to do as I was studying the Psalm. And then immediately when I was done, He said, okay, now call this particular agency. And I called, there was an agency that I knew. I'd never met them. They'd never met me, but I called them. And as when I called and I spoke to the owner and I explained the situation to them, and I told them I need a ticket, you know, but I don't have the money today, but I know I'll be able to pay you. You know, I needed the money that week. And I said, I know I'll be able to pay you on Monday, you know, and that might have been like Tuesday. I said, I'll be able to pay you next Monday, because that's what the Lord has said for me that I should say. And the person said, yes, okay, that's fine. So a ticket of over $2,000 was issued. And my speaker, you know, traveled out of the country to come in, had the meeting, and was able to stay in and left. And we were able to pay them, you know, on that Monday, like the Lord said. But not one single moment did I sit there and begin to pray the, you know, prayers that I thought would get me out of that situation. So because we're out of time, we'll continue tomorrow by God's grace and conclude on this. But it's so important that you gain knowledge. Knowledge is the key. Again, Jesus said to you, it has been given to know the secrets and the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. So it's important that you get in the word, you find out what it is God is saying about your situation, and then hear from him what to do about that. How do you go about it? It's not always that he'll tell you to pray. He might tell you to sing songs of praise and just worship him that day. Or he might even say, just pray in the spirit for 3 hours. And that's all you do. And you'll find, and I mean, I have testimonies after testimonies of what God has done for me in situations where I didn't have to pray. Sometimes he'll just tell me, go walk around or go run around your car, you know, and then that's it. Then the breakthrough comes. So that's why you need to get into the word, because he will give you the strategy. The problem that we have in the, you know, as Christians, is because we think everything requires prayer. Not everything requires prayer. That some things God will just say, decree a word, and you decree. So it's not every situation that you face in life that requires you to pray, pray, pray. But you won't know that unless you are in the word and you, you know, you spend time in the word of God and get the relevant keys or the relevant information for your situation. Thank you for joining me today. By God's grace, we'll speak again tomorrow morning. Have a blessed day. Bye.